If I get parole in 8 months, I want to go home. So, but with the new parole changes and that, there's, you know, not lying to myself, I'll probably be back. You know, because now if you even miss one appointment, that they're putting you back in jail for non-compliance. You know, always keep in reality of what can happen, what might happen. You know what I mean? So, and I haven't seen my daughter for 18 months, so yeah, I'll miss her heaps, you know. So,
how old's she?
She's 3 this year, going on 4. So yeah, I've missed heaps, you know. Like when I come to jail, she was only just saying mum and dad. I finally got hold of her there about 2 months ago, and she had a full conversation with me, you know. So brought me to tears, that did, you know. Oh, it shatters me that I'm missing life for her. Because when I was younger and that and coming to jail, it didn't bother me, you know, like, because it's only me. But when I got arrested and going for court, my ex-partner, she was pregnant. She had a miscarriage because of the stress. And then with this baby, she found it hard. DHS stepped in and took the baby off her because she couldn't handle it. And so it's a damage that you do to your kids, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just miss her, you know. And it's the small things, you know. It's like I miss her yelling and not going to bed, you know. When you put them down.
When it's time.
Yeah, you know, and you put them down and you go out and then they're screaming. You come back and, you know, and they're standing up and they're cotting that, you know. And it's the little things like that and turning around and you're falling over them because they're right behind you, you know. But, hopefully I'll get it, catch up on it, you know. So that's everything to me, you know. They're so precious and so innocent, you know what I mean? I miss waking up and hearing her, you know what I mean? Or you be in one room and they're giggling and that, you know, in another room and you can hear them and that, you know, and just seeing their face when you come home and they're all surprised and happy and just little things like that, you know? So, from going just dad, you know, and then she's like, oh, where are you? When are you coming home? You know, I was like, oh, I'm getting in trouble too from her now, you know? So it was good, but. And then I think after that, you sort of start wondering, is it all worth it? The playing up, the drinking, the drugs, and it's not worth it when you're missing out on times with them, you know? So kids really brought life in general, made me change, you know? So. And doing these bigger sentences, you know, like see blokes coming in for like a couple of months and then going home, they don't really understand what jail really is. It's when you're doing years away from your family and being so far away. Like Majora's 5.5 hours one way, so all up they've got to do like an 11, 12-hour trip for an hour visit, 2-hour visit. So it's a lot of strain and money on the family, you know what I mean? So, and... yeah, I'm going to try and be good there and stay home. I've got 6 all up, you know, and before this one I've done a 2-year stretch, you know, and then the couple of, there was a 6-month one, 12-month one, so all up, it's nearly 10 years out of my life, you know. But no, I don't want to be there for my kids. Like, I remember this time she was learning to walk and she fell over and scunned her knee, but when I picked her up and told her it was all right, that was good, you know, but I'm not there to pick her up no more. You know what I mean? So that hurts you, you know? It's time to be there for them.